Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler with a live version, as usual, on a holiday. It's nice to have our company. I hope you agree with that. That's why we're here, anyway. Provide company, companionship, some thought here and there. I was just thinking, actually, of all the Asian factories that kicked into high gear in the summertime to provide us with all of these cheaply produced goods. And I know how some of you in American labor, I was looking at something, where were we the other day, shopping, it was in a clothing store, and Meredith was looking at some sweaters and things, and every single thing, this was a fairly upscale department store, everything was made in China. And I'm thinking to myself, what do we make here anymore? Is there anything, the toys, the clothing, all of this stuff? I don't want to be a bah humbug, but I just think it's something that's worth a moment or two of reflection here as we move our way into this hour of Good Day. Coming up later on, we're going to have the top 10 songs, the top 10 versions of the most popular Christmas songs, just quick references so you'll know, or maybe, and there are no surprises here. It's just kind of nice to have the motor running and everything working and all 10 of them together. There are so many, though. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of songs and certainly tens of thousands of versions. Anybody ever, Kenny runs The Sounds of Christmas. There's a great website that I send people to every year. He's been doing this for a number of years, soundsofchristmas.com. And every day, the list of that which is popular changes because of the way people download the songs or can listen to them, or they fill out preferences, right? You can sort of grade the songs. Isn't that how it works, in a sense?
Yeah, it's very simple. There's a thumbs up and a thumbs down on the player. And mm-hmm. if you like the song, you right. click the thumbs up.
Yeah. All right. So, and that's how we get to the lists every day that change. The list changed every day because there are different preferences. But you have how many different songs available for the ears on the soundsofchristmas.com?
Oh, let me see. Closing in on 9,000.
9,000.
Actually, just went over.
Nine. Really? Mm-hmm. So of that group of songs, there are probably 400, 450 that get played on the radio. Sometimes, depending on the station, how broad they are, there may be 700 songs that get played in rotation at Christmas time, but that's the rare station, mostly 400 or 500 songs. So 9,000 songs, they're not all different. There are different variations on the songs that are popular. And so under the circumstances, it really is kind of a cool thing to get right down to brass tacks. Meredith just walked in. She's listening to me. You can come in and you can actually hear my voice. It's amazing. Isn't how that all works? So fascinating. So is everybody happy on the farm that you brought them their coffee and
yes.
What else did you bring them? Donuts?
I brought them. Cows, melons.
Melons for the cows. Okay, so the cows had the melons. What else?
We're fighting over it.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Really bossy when she was pushing the other ones out of the way.
Really? Harsh. And Meredith has on her gray winter sort of Merry Christmas hat.
Blink.
And it's bling, yes, right. Bling is big at this time of year. All right, so anyway, 9,000 songs Kenny has on the Sounds of Christmas. And it was really kind of cool under the circumstances. I just said to Meredith, says, who are you on? Yes, you are. That was you. Anyway. Well, you know the microphone's always on in here. Over the years of putting these together, how many versions of some of the pop songs? I'm going to concentrate on the top 10 in a few minutes. How many versions of all of those songs would you say there are, if you could take a guess?
It depends on the different songs, but dozens.
Really? yeah. dozens of versions.
Easily.
Of, yeah. Things like, let's see here. Well, you know, we haven't heard it. It's a Marshmallow Christmas, isn't there? That's the Darlene Love song.
The Marshmallow
song.
World.
Marshmallow
yeah.
World, right, exactly. So many of these things are just great celebrations of the season, and you don't have to be involved in Christmas to enjoy the sound of the music. I think the music sets everybody in a good place, and that's one of the reasons that I was driving around Los Angeles being so happy about my grandson being born. But the other thing is just kind of listening to the music and seeing the difference, the attitude, if you will. So here's what I'm going to do. 888-302-3684. I'm going to offer you a chance to talk about Christmas, what you're doing for Christmas, for 60 seconds. Anybody who can go on for 60 seconds will win one of our Good Day turkeys. It's a little late to get it for Christmas. We'll send you the certificate. You can use it when you want to. All right? So 60 seconds. If you stop for more than 5 seconds, you will not get the prize, all right?
Don't we have Dr. Ken?
We do. We're going to have Dr. Ken in a few minutes as well. Yes, yes. But I just thought we'd set the tone so people can be, while Ken is giving his info, we'll give you the opportunity to figure out. You can practice like we do for My Cool Inventions. You got a 60-second pitch? What are you doing for Christmas? They give you a few minutes to think about it. We'll probably go to it at the bottom of the hour. But 60 seconds on Christmas for you, what it means, what you're doing. Just talk about Christmas nonstop for 60 seconds. And as you have talked for your supper, we'll give you one of our coupons for a 20-pound turkey. All right, how's that? 888-302-3684. The time of year has brought us around to think about unusual gifts, and I have suggested this pretty much through the whole month of December. BuzzBox Coffee, as many of you know, is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And through the course of my this past year talking about BuzzBox, making it the official coffee because a morning radio program needs to have a coffee sponsor. Don't you think? Only makes sense. So these folks came to me, and the reason I said, yes, I'm not a coffee drinker, Kenny's not. We do have Jennifer, and Michael's a big coffee drinker. We have people on the staff that are coffee drinkers. And frankly, admit it, more people drink coffee than not. It's the exception, not the rule, for people to not drink. I'm an exception. Kenny's an exception. Most people want to drink a cup of coffee, or two, or three, or four during the course of the morning, or maybe the day. Michael, how much do you drink? Do you drink coffee through the day, or just in the morning?
Just in the morning, a couple cups.
A couple of cups, and that's it. Do you drink it straight?
Oh, yeah.
No cream, no sugar, nothing.
No.
All right, so what's that? He's a he-man.
Drink it like a man.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why you like BuzzBox, though, because it tasted so great. Most of the regular coffees have all kinds of things in them that are really just plain bad for you. We found out through research that, in fact, many of these coffees have the same ingredients in them as antifreeze. So if you like drinking antifreeze, you're going to love most of the coffees there. I was listening to the ad for, I think, McDonald's coffee, and they were talking about how the great flavors of the coffee, blah, blah, blah. And this isn't a shot at McDonald's, but hello. The reason that they are giving you all the flavors is because the coffee by itself is awful. So if you want to get started, you're intrigued by this. The taste, the smell of this coffee is like nothing you have ever experienced. And even better, you can sign other people up for the BuzzBox coffee routine as well by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Get your free pound of coffee. Smell it, taste it, you'll want it. And then you can go back and say, okay, I want to get in on the program. And enjoy as you will with others that you know and care about at work or in your family or whatever, get them onto BuzzBox as well. Info is provided at DougSteffen.com, big orange box right-hand side of most pages, or just sign up by dialing 866-456-7805.
Get to Kohl's at 7 a.m. Friday for Kohl's big after Christmas sale and clearance. You'll find great early bird specials until 1 p.m., like 60 to 70% off sweaters, fleece, and sleepwear, plus an extra 10% off, 60% off outerwear for the family, and up to 70% off holiday home decor. Plus, everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get a Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a list of things. This is something that he traditionally does, like our weekend program that we do. If you have questions for Dr. Ken about your health and well-being, you can call during the Saturday get-together that we have. It's on live from 7 to 9 East Coast time. 7 to 9 East Coast time. You dial up the program at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is one of my favorites. Always has an answer to questions. And he does the research also in all the medical journals to find out what the news is. This week, the FDA is lifting a ban on blood donations by gay men. That's been something that's been sort of a bone of contention for a number of years, Ken.
Exactly. Gay and bisexual men, Doug, who have abstained from sex for 1 year, will be allowed to donate blood in the United States under a new federal policy that would reverse a 31-year ban on donations from men who have sex with men.
Oops. What happened? Uh-oh. That's not good. How did we do that? You want to try and work them out? You want to try them again, Michael? See if we can reestablish it. All right. You back, Ken? All right. Ken, you there? Somehow or other, we haven't got it. All I can hear is, yeah, this is Christmas. The Christmas Grinch is here. That big, bad voice on the Christmas Grinch has taken over for Ken. All right, Ken, let's try one more time. No. All right, so what the heck? That's weird. The gremlins are here. All right, so you know what? All right, try it one more time. Third time is the charm. All right, so you want to keep going here on the...
Should we do the gay and the
FDA? Just, yeah, let's finish that.
Gay and bisexual men who've abstained from sex for 1 year will be allowed to donate blood in the United States, Doug, under a new federal policy that would reverse a 31-year ban on donations from men who have sex with men. Australia has had this policy since 2000 with no adverse effects on the blood supply.
All right, here's something that is a danger for those of you who are using tablets in bed or e-readers or things like that. This is bad screen time, apparently. Disrupts your sleep.
Exactly. This is out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Doug, you might want to avoid using your smartphone, iPad, or laptop at bedtime. People who read a book on a glowing screen before bedtime take longer to fall asleep and feel less alert the next morning compared with when they read a printed book. Reading on the light-emitting screen suppresses the sleep hormone melatonin and shifts the body's natural sleep-wake cycle, and younger people may be more sensitive to these effects. My advice, reduce the use and brightness of screens in the hours before bedtime.
All right, here's good news for those of you who like to train with weights if you're battling belly fat.
Out of the medical journal Obesity this week, Doug, if you want to battle belly fat as you age, you need to add weight training to your exercise regimen. Combining aerobic activities with weight or resistance training is the key to preserving muscle and avoiding weight gain, particularly age-related belly fat.
All right, let's talk for a minute about how to avoid losing your hair. There's a product that Ken's been proud to talk about for the past year, actually more than that. I think Provia is the way to get your hair back, Ken.
Listen up, guys and gals. If you have not ordered Provia from Chamonix yet, now is your best chance. 'Tis the season for the Christmas and holiday sale at Chamonix. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over the country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts lets us know that my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly, even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair, might be the very best gift you get this holiday. Provia works or your money back.
Yep, it cleanses the pores, gets rid of the stuff that's stuck in your hair so that the new hair can grow through. The follicles are there. They just need to have a path. You call 800-543-5817 to get Provia and get that pathway opened so you can have your hair back again. 800-543-5817. It is all natural. Nothing phony baloney about this, and it'll work or your money back. 800-543-5817. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, so we're going to go through the top 10 songs of all time. The story of Let It Snow, Dean Martin, most popular. This is not the most popular version, though, I don't think, Kenny, is it? What's the most popular version of Let It Snow?
When we're fine, you know? This is one of them. Yeah.
Amazing. This guy, how long have you been dead for? 15, 20 years. And that's the case with a lot of the really popular songs. I heard a lot of Frank Sinatra driving around this week. It's very cool. All right, so that's the number one song for Christmas, according to most of the polls. Number two, the Leroy Anderson version of Sleigh Ride. Yeah, oh my God, I always get goosebumps when I hear this being played. How about you? This goes back to July of 1946, actually, when it was first recorded. Crank it up, Michael. Really feel good Christmas songs. Number three, most popular song, and the version that most people listen to, beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Johnny Mathis. Are you a Bing? Okay.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
They both are very popular.
Everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Christmas song, Nat King Cole, number four.
Nuts roasting on an open fire.
Bum, bum, bum.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
You know that one.
Yuletide Carol.
Number five.
Rocking around. Christmas tree.
This is the version. Tons of versions of this, Kenny, but there are dozens of versions of this. It's the most popular from 1958 and 1959, 1960, Decca Records. Man, do I remember that. And Brenda Lee. Number six.
I'm dreaming of a white.
Bing Crosby again. Famous
just
holiday
like
songs
I used to
from
know.
Holiday Inn. Isn't that the name of the movie? I remember correctly, yeah. Where the number is 7 on the list.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
has
a very shiny nose.
How many songs did he? He had 3 or 4 that just get played over and over again that are Christmas songs.
Up on a housetop.
So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, number 7 in terms of popularity overall. Number 8, it's the most wonderful,
wonderful time of the year.
Andy Williams from the album, the Christmas, the Andy Williams Christmas album.
And everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'll tell you something. Number 9 always does it for me. There's number 10. I'll be home for Christmas. This is Frank Sinatra's version. Carpenters have a great version of this, I think.
I'll be home for Christmas.
You
can plan.
To you is just being here, hopefully. That's cool. Christmas stories coming up in a few minutes here. Good day.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamond.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow, I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals in first quality flooring for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate for just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. And don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. What a treat, that's this end.
You think you had to tell me this is the Jive Aces? What's the matter with you, Michael? They know these are the Jive Aces. Our video of the day today, the Jive Aces, they have a new song they posted on YouTube. It's a parody of, well, this is not it, but this is a Jive. Do they have an album, Kenny? A Christmas album?
They had a Christmas EP with 4 or 5 songs last year.
Ah. That's what this is. Very good. Very cool. Nice job, Michael. Michael has been here. How about a round of applause for our pal,
yay,
Michael Fortier, who deserted the ship this year to go work for somebody else, but came back because he was hungry for a time and a half or something. I don't know how that worked, but I'm glad to have you there, Michael, actually. I've always been glad to have you there. Even though it didn't always seem. Christmas and all of our realities and our foibles, et cetera, et cetera. 25 before the hour. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and the Gab line is available now at 888-302-3684. Here's what we're going to do. Did you talk to Joy, by the way, Michael? Is she... She did not talk to her, or are you going to talk to her? You didn't. All right, see if she's going to be there. She said she wanted to come on, or she thought she'd come on, depending on what she did Christmas Eve. She'd spend some time with us on Christmas morning, so if Dr. Joy Brown is around, we'll get her on. I've asked you to call 888-302-3684 to talk about Christmas for 60 seconds. Any aspect of it, past Christmases, present Christmas. I would like to have you spend 60 seconds. Don't repeat yourself. Don't pause. Don't stammer. We'll give you a coupon for a 20-pound turkey. It's the Good Day Turkey from the folks at gthankyou.com. All right? So if you make it for 60 seconds, Kenny's going to watch the clock, and we'll get as much as we can from you about Christmas and what's going on with you. I think this is a. When did I do this last? A couple of years ago? I do remember doing it. I don't think I did it last year, but at any rate, we'll vary it. Amy is in Waynesboro, Georgia. No, Pennsylvania. Hi, Amy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
How are you doing there? What's going on with you for the day?
We're just preparing dinner this morning.
Yeah, that's good. What do you have? You got good fresh food, local food?
Yeah, it's local. Good, fresh, local food.
All right. All right. I don't want to take away. I don't know what you want to talk about. But I'm going to give you 60 seconds to pitch whatever it is that you want for Christmas. Tell us about you and Christmas. And if you make it 60 seconds without stopping, we'll give you a turkey. How's that for a deal?
Sounds great.
All right. 60 seconds starts now. Merry Christmas from Amy.
Okay. My Christmas started a few weeks ago. I start by making grave blankets for the my loved one that has passed for the cemetery. From there, my best friend and I started making homemade gifts to give as gifts instead of buying gifts. And then at my work, we have what's called Adopt a Family, which we adopt families and children that are needy to get presents to. And where I work, we adopt several hundred of them. So I did help with preparing the packages and getting that ready. And when they was all ready, then my coworkers and I volunteered to deliver all the packages. And it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had to deliver all them presents, hundreds of presents. We went from there, finishing the projects, the homemade projects for the family, decorating my house, started...
You got 60 seconds. Finish the story, though, because I'm interested. I think this is a great story. Go ahead. You got 60 seconds, so you got the turkey, but tell us the rest of your story, because it's great.
Okay, well, I decorated the house, and when I decorate my house, I really, really decorate my house. Like, I go inside out, several Christmas trees, bought all my Christmas presents, and just to add to that, I do not have children. I have animals, so we always make sure we buy the animals' presents, and a lot of the children... in our families and people that don't have, you
we've
know.
Had we've had bows we would put on the cows at Christmas time here on the farm, and it's kind of a fun thing. Everybody gets a big kick out of it. Amy, what a wonderful job. You told a great story, so we're going to have you hold on for just a moment. We'll get your address and send you a coupon for a Good Day Turkey. All right, Merry Christmas to you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for being an inspiration. All right, next up is Don, who is in Ramsey, New Jersey. Where's that, Don?
It's in the northern part of Bergen County in New Jersey.
Merry Christmas. Nice to have you here. How are you doing?
Merry Christmas, Doug, and congratulations on your new grandchild.
Isn't it a great thing? Do you have grandchildren?
No, I do not.
Well,
but it's a wonderful thing, and I'm sure you're going to spoil them.
Well, we already, my beloved Meredith got me a book about being a grandfather, and I filled some of it out, and I shared it with my daughter yesterday, and we were going to start having fun. What everybody gravitated to was my promise to teach him. I was 9 years old when I learned how to drive a Ferguson TO30 tractor. That's how I learned how to drive. And
wow.
I still have that tractor, and I'm going to teach this kid how to drive, too, when he gets to be about that age. Now give him the tractor. So he'll have that sort of thing. That's something
that's
so special about being on the farm. All right, this is not about me. It's about you. You got 60 seconds to tell us about your Christmas, any aspect that you want. Tell us great stories, and we'll give you one of our Good Day turkeys. 60 seconds starts right now from Don.
My earliest memories of Christmas were my mom making cookies, but what she would do, it would be after we would all go to bed. So I come from a large family. There were 9 of us. And she would start pulling out the baking sheets and all the pans and everything, and you could smell it as you were falling asleep, all the cookies, and she would be baking for weeks on end. Then we would pick out a Christmas tree, like in the... a week or so before Christmas, but we were never decorating the tree. That always happened on Christmas Eve. My parents would bring that tree in, and they would decorate it so that when we came down on Christmas Day, it would be that Santa Claus had taken care of all of that. It was incredible, the amount of work and what my parents did to make Christmas so special for us, and I remember it like such a great memory for me. And all the relatives would come over on Christmas Day. We would have a big Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, there would be a buffet of cold cuts, and then other relatives would come over, and it was just a phenomenal experience.
And lots of eats. Oh, yeah. You remember the food that you eat at Christmas time, much as anything else. Presents may come and go, but the food doesn't. And that's one of the great things. You did a great job there. Don, what are you doing today for Christmas? What's the story for today?
Part of the tradition continues because, my parents are gone, but my family, my nieces and nephews, they get as much of the family together as possible. And last Sunday, we all got together as a family because there's so many of us. We got together in a restaurant, but today it's different parts of the family getting together, so I'm looking forward to that and spending time with my great nieces and nephews and my nieces and nephews.
It should Good be for you. It'll be great. And I thank you for sharing some of your time and your thoughts with us here on Good Day. We're going to send you one of our Good Day turkeys from the folks at gthankyou.com. Hold on just a second, and Michael will get your address and information from you. Merry Christmas again. Here's somebody identifying himself as Doug's in Kingman, Arizona. Hi, Doug's. Hello.
How you doing?
Well, how about you?
Never better, man. It's a great time of year.
It is a great time of year. What are you doing up and around at this hour?
I got up at 5 o'clock so I could drive to my daughter's and my son-in-law's house and watch my 2-year-old grandbaby open all her stuff.
How far do you have to drive? Where do you have to go?
It's about 20 miles.
That's not bad.
In Arizona, it's Valley Vista.
Valley Vista. Yeah, I've driven through there. I know exactly where it is. I used to have a lot of land not far from there in Yucca. You know where Yucca is?
Oh, I know where Yucca is, yeah.
Yeah, right down the road, sure. Down the 40 and you're all set. Okay, so I'm going to give you 60 seconds to talk about whatever you want with regard to your Christmas, what's important to you, and maybe how you're going to spend it. Use the time wisely, and we'll give you one of our turkeys. So go ahead. This is Doug's from Kingman, Arizona on Christmas.
Well, I want to let you know that I'm one of 11 children. I grew up in South Dakota, and Christmas always sucked because we never had the money, you know. So my mom would try so very hard to make it good, and my dad just tore it up every year. So the only thing we had going was midnight mass, and I would go there, and I was always in the choir, or I was an altar boy, and it's the only thing that made it good. And fortunately for me, 37 years ago, I met my wife. And Christmas has been wonderful ever since. They had just a great tradition, all of them getting together for chili feeds and opening presents and doing sing-alongs and things, you know. And we just spent a lot of time with her family on that. And it made up for all the stuff that just never went right growing up for us, you know what I mean? So we do things like last night. We had a big cook-in, you know, and everybody brought food over. Mm-hmm. And this morning we get up and we go see the grandbabies.
That's what makes it great. Makes it superb, in fact. So we wish you a Merry Christmas. I know there are a lot of people who will have the same emotion as you do, remember back to maybe some of the pleasant things and other things that aren't so pleasant about Christmas that you've overcome. That's an important thing for a lot of folks. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk to Dr. Joy Brown, about that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, you get a Good Day turkey. Hold on a second, Doug. Thank you very much for sharing your emotions and your story with us. Let's spend just a minute with Sean in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hi, Sean. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Doug. I'd like to thank you and Kenny and Charlotte for taking your Christmas day and blessing us.
Charlotte was happy to do it.
We're all happy to do it.
Very happy to do it. Yeah, thank you. It was very nice to be here with you. But this is about you. It's not about us. So we're going to give you 60 seconds to tell us whatever you would like to share, anything that you'd like to share. You'll be our final person in here. So without repeating yourself or pausing, go for it for 60 seconds.
Today, I'm thinking about the importance of Christmas. In 1873... Christmas became a national holiday. My great-great-great-uncle, President Ulysses S. Grant, declared December 25th a national holiday. Every day should be like Christmas. Thank you, Jesus, for being born in the flesh. Happy birthday. Certainly, because of the birth of Jesus, people can be successful every day. How? Love God, love Jesus, love the Holy Spirit, love the Bible, take care of yourself, take care of your family, help others, and walk for exercise. All in all, I thank God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit for Christmas. Also, I will always, always, always believe in Santa Claus. And thank God for Charlotte and being a survivor.
God, she is a survivor. Thank you for acknowledging and knowing that. And you said so many things that are important there. Now, you'll be able to, by the way, anybody who hasn't caught all of these calls, you can go to hour number 5 in the archives at DougStephan.com for Christmas Day and listen to the wonderful thoughts of Sean. Merry Christmas, Sean. Hold on a second. Michael will get your info. In a moment, Dr. Joy Brown will join us with some Christmas thoughts on Good Day.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I have been here. Happy to have the participation of Dr. Joy Brown, who's one of the great American broadcasters. Something to be thankful for. People like her who actually can help people on the radio and make it enjoyable to listen. She's been doing it for a long time. You can join her any weekday from noon until 3. You can go to drjoy.com to find out how to do that, radio stations and online, et cetera, et cetera. And you can dial 855-99-DR-JOY with your question. And I'll bet at Christmas time, there are a lot of people, you hear the gentleman full of emotion because of things that have happened to him in Christmases past that were not particularly good. What's the biggest obstacle for overcoming those and being able to enjoy what the spirit of this season is all about, Joy?
Choice. You know, we really have choices in this life, and this is kind of a theme I think that both of us run into, even in sort of different modalities of people saying, misery, misery, unhappiness, unhappiness. And I'm saying, well, you know, you're really at a crossroad here. You can choose to either continue down this path, which doesn't seem very sensible, sound like it's making you happy, or you can decide to let it go. You can bury it, burn it. You know, flush it, put in a balloon and send it off. You really can choose to decide, you know, I don't need to do this anymore. One of the great ways, it's a little hard to explain on the radio, but you'll probably get it, is you can put that misery, you can put your hand, palm up to the ceiling, put that misery on your fingers and just blow it away. You really can choose.
Yeah. I think somebody sent me an email this morning, and I'm looking at it. His name is Amber. Her name is Amber. And she said, I've been listening to you talk about all of the important things. The most important gift of all is the gift of self-love. And I thought about that and how many of us don't really love ourselves. And maybe that's something that we can change, we can dare to change in the new year. A lot of people want to change, don't you think? When you talk to a lot of folks.
Amber and I would probably have a slightly, I'm probably going the same path, but maybe different stations. I would say the greatest gift is time, and which means the greatest gift is health. Because if you have health, you have time, so then you can work all the rest of this stuff out.
Right.
And the term self-love, you and I would probably arm wrestle a little bit about this. For me, it's self-like is well enough. That I think most of us are like parts of ourselves and don't like parts of ourselves. And the challenge is to find the parts we don't like and decide what we're going to do about it. That we may not love, for example, if we're women, we may not love our body. So what can we do about that? To what extent is reasonable and healthy? And to what extent is futile and silly and obsessional? But, you know, loving something, I think, is such a strong emotion that it's an unthinking emotion. I mean, we fall in love. Yeah. And it's such, you know, any place else falling is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. We're out of control. It's dangerous.
Isn't that a great expression? Yeah. Yeah. Falling in love.
Yeah. But falling in like seems to be a checklist. And so as far as we can accept part of ourselves, like and celebrate part of ourselves, which is what I convince people to do about resolutions, that resolution by definition is looking forward and accepting that something is negative.
Yep.
So if you're going to do that, which I think is fine, I have no problem with it, it should be time limited, space limited, number limited, and if it's been on your list for 5 years, don't do it again.
Don't do it again, right.
Yeah, don't do it again. But also to celebrate, what I have people do is celebrate the successes of the year. What change did you accomplish that felt great? And I think from that part becomes self-like, self-acceptance, and courage.
Let's hold that thought and maybe turn it into some stuff. If we can visit a week from today on New Year's Day, we'll follow
up. I'll just make sure that I, you know, I'm ready and ready, Teddy. I was today, even
good
though I was playing Christmas Elf last night. Yeah, I was.
Joy Brown here on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
That's the opening music from It's a Wonderful Life, the big Christmas movie of 1946. The war was over, and people were just, everybody was so thrilled to have a new lease on life. Here is basically the essence of the movie in about 2 minutes for you here on Good Day.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
What is that, Geddes? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community.
They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here, he's your man.
But George, they'll vote with Potter otherwise.
George, I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
Doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
You're worth more dead than alive.
I wish
had never been born.
Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?
Your brother, Harry Bailey, broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Mr. Dollar Tables, you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop.
Oh, hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright.
A toast.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
The movie, A Wonderful Life, and yes, all of those things, just think about how appropriate all of those things are, those thoughts, those emotions that are so prevalent in that and have so much relevance today. All right, we'll pause for a moment and then figure out what the heck is going to happen to the interview today. Movie Moments on Good Day.
Get to Kohl's at 7 a.m. Friday for Kohl's big after Christmas sale and clearance. You'll find great early bird specials until 1 p.m., like 60 to 70% off sweaters, fleece, and sleepwear, plus an extra 10% off, 60% off outerwear for the family, and up to 70% off holiday home decor. Plus, everyone can save even more. Go to Kohl's.com to get a Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Find your Yes. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. Some exclusions may apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
All right. So the whole business with Sony Pictures and the interview, things that have been a focus around this, some of it has been true, Kenny, some of it not. What's the truth in people having access to this should they want to? Kenny said to me just before we came back, it still looks awful. I'm going to see it. But there'll be people who will be standing in line to watch this thing today.
Oh,
we're trying to figure out how to download it. You know that.
Yeah. You can, there are 200 theaters, independent theaters across the country that are showing it. And, you can, it's also being streamed on YouTube and Google Play and Xbox. And you can do that from the privacy of your own home for less than the cost of a movie ticket. I think it's $5.99. You can go to seetheinterview.com and watch it there.
The, anniversary of Goldfinger. Opening on this date, Christmas 1964. Who remembers that? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Good Day 59 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.